Now, a few weeks ago, I was joined on this show by Erkan Ali of Be Inspired. And today, I'm joined by Beju Solanki, who, as well as being part of the same organization, is also the creator of I'm an Entrepreneur and author of I'm an Entrepreneur, Get Me Out of Here. Anyway, welcome to Phoenix FM, Beju.
Thank you, Scott. Nice to meet you.
Now, you're about to stage a free event for budding young entrepreneurs in Southend. But before we get onto that, let's establish just what or who makes up an entrepreneur?
Well, if you go to the dictionary definition, it's one who undertakes innovations, finances, and business acumen in an effort to transform innovations into economic goods. In layman's terms, it's someone who starts a project or a business to make money ultimately, but to create a project.
But you've got to have a clear, focused idea of the product or service which you can do, and hopefully one that isn't already there.
Well, yes, you've got to have an idea and a focus to start a business. You mentioned one that hasn't already been there. Well, yes, you know, with the way technology is developing now, there's probably new opportunities, things like 3D printing that wasn't available maybe even a year ago that people are starting businesses in. But it's usually about understanding what where a market is at and just trying to find a need for it. And maybe a product out there whereby you might pivot it a little bit to create another need for it, if you like. But it's not often trying to find something new completely.
So, for example, if you were able to come up with a new type of windscreen wiper that just worked on sound waves and threw all the water off the windscreen rather than having this thing that going backwards and forwards that can cause you all sorts of problems at night, that would be a good idea.
That's a great idea, Scott. Is that something you want to invent and create?
I think it would be great. I'm not sure I could invent it.
But especially in this type of weather.
Yeah, that's
we're
right.
Needing this. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But now, the fact is, of course, that most of us are happier taking the safe road, aren't we? So what you're offering might not be for everyone, but how would you recognise in yourself that had that uniqueness?
Well, you say it's not for everyone. I meet a lot of people who are maybe in jobs that they've fallen into, so to speak, because of circumstances or environment, and they would love to run their own business, but they come up with excuses. You know, they've got to pay the mortgage, got bills and family. Well, I left a corporate life 7 years ago with a mortgage, with kids, and all the normal expenses that you think, and started my own business. It's not easy, but it's not impossible. And people often come up with assumptions that they believe are truths about why they can't run a business. So it may not necessarily be for everyone. However, what most people don't do is even explore the possibility whether running their own business or starting a venture could be for them, because they come up with the fears in their head and the sort of normal reasons why not to, without exploring whether they could.
Do you think that everyone has it in themselves to be entrepreneurial?
Well, if you look, entrepreneur is about executing a plan and making it happen. Now, we often see these stories on The Apprentice and Dragon's Den. It's always about money. Money's part of the equation, but you often find that people leave. I left a very well-paid job to start my own business. If it was just about money, I would have stayed in my job.
Yeah.
But everyone has it in them, but it's about exploring it. People, you know, there's often an argument. Are you born an entrepreneur, or can it be man-made, so to speak? Can it be taught it? There's a little bit of both. You know, there's some people who've got a natural tenacity to go out there and do their own thing. And, you know, selling the marketing is part of all that equation, and a lot of people don't like putting themselves forward in that environment, and you've got to come through that. But there are only fears that you've acquired during your lifetime. You're only born with two fears: the loud noises and falling from big heights. Apart from that, every other fear is acquired. So they've got it in them, but whether they've got the discipline and the persistence is another thing.
Now, you mentioned yourself that you left a very well-paid job to set up on your own.
Yes.
So there are risks, are there not?
There's always risk. There's risk in life. There's risk in crossing the road today, especially in this weather.
Yes, too right.
You know, so, you know, the thing with entrepreneurship is about taking calculated risk. You know, I decided probably a year and a half before I left my job that I was going to do something. And then it's just about putting myself in a position that I could leave on my own terms. Mm. I often find that people who do run their own business, who've used to be in a job, didn't sort of choose themselves. They were either made redundant, a life event happened which meant they couldn't carry on working, or they literally got to the end of their tether and thought, you know what, I can't handle this no more, and leave. And they're not planned. Whereas what I attempted to do is plan it so I could leave on my terms. So it wasn't such a surprise going from a salary to zero, so to speak, for a year or so. But it's about making sacrifices. And you've only got one life. So if you want to live that life where it's safe, you pay the bills, but spend 40 hours a week something you don't enjoy,